100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is Don't Press That Button. And we got a lot of really good stories this week, including a debut story by Independence Gray. So you can learn more about her and everyone at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and all their links will be up there on the show notes. So let's go ahead and listen, and I'll get back with you at the end of the show. That sound good?
Greetings, everyone. This is Jay Radimus back again for the weekly challenge number 787 and the prompt of Don't Press the Button. Here's my story entitled Max's Bad Day. Don't press the button. This was pretty much the first thing new recruits heard during orientation. It was also the most frequently repeated warning given that first day and throughout Max's employment at Cynodyne Industries. He was sick of it. It reminded him of his mother and ex-girlfriend and several school teachers. Eventually, he was so fed up, he couldn't think of anything else. He vowed that he was going to push that damned button that very day. He was so distracted that he didn't see or hear the warnings and didn't get out of the furnace before it fired up. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
I'm Independence Gray, and this is my entry for Weekly Challenge 787 with the writing prompt, Don't Press the Button. This is my first entry, so be gentle. Homage to Rod Sterling. It was a stupid gimmick. Will you press the button was just clickbait, the premise a variation of would you rather. Each time users engaged, the website's SEO got boosted. You get to go back in time to when you had less responsibility. Will you press the button? Vicky didn't hesitate before touching the green icon on her screen, mindlessly enjoying the diversion as she sat in the van waiting for the twins to finish dance lessons. They never came out, but it was days after they had been reported missing before Vicky thought back to that silly phone game. I'm just a Gen Xer writing mostly about life on the other side of 50. You can find my microfiction and midlife musings at independencegray.com.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Big Red Button. Have you ever seen a great big red button surrounded with hazard tape and a sign insisting you shouldn't press it? Of course you haven't. It's just a handy way to illustrate reverse psychology. If somebody doesn't want you to press a button, it won't be that easy. It'll be hidden away in a secret spot, only accessible by wiggling a paperclip in a tiny hole, or sealed beneath a break glass cover, secured with combination locks, or will require two burly military guys to insert their keys simultaneously. Go on, I dare you to press their button. There you go. Not sure about that one. Never mind. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. This is a camera. It takes snapshots, as all cameras do. However, this is not a real camera, said the seller, smiling. The client frowned. This is a mind reader. The client chuckled. You don't believe it. The client shook his head, a sneer on his lips. Whatever you do, don't press the red button. This is how it works. The client held the camera, and he just had to. Click! A snapshot slowly slid out of the camera. The last thing the seller saw, a mask of horror on his face, was his own death on the client's mind snapshot. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my story for the weekly challenge 787 with a prompt of don't press the button. Here's my story. His first day on the new temp job, Larry was shown around the laboratory. The lead scientist pointed to a metal box in the corner. Rule 1. Don't press the button. The scientist had Larry repeat the rule back to him. Oh, and don't sample any of the experiments. As soon as he was alone, Larry ran across the room to the box and pushed the button. Nothing happened. He pushed it again, but still nothing happened. He pushed it a few more times before he lost interest and picked up the beaker on a nearby table. It tasted lemony.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You know those buttons you have to press to change the lights so you can cross the road safely? They're dummies. Not connected to anything. They don't do a damn thing. And those buttons you press to close the elevator doors? Nope. Those are dummies, too. They don't work. Their only purpose is to make us feel in control. When in reality, it's the machines that control us. Take this power off button on your life support system. I bet that does nothing too. Still, there's only one real way to find out, isn't there? I can't resist it.
Trevor Zaino here, with a story on the subject, Don't Press the Button. By the Emperor's hand stands always ready the button, which travels with him wheresoever he goes. When the Emperor frowns, the button draws nearer to him. When he laughs, it recedes. None but the Emperor knows what the button does. But surely must it wreak terrible deeds, should he ever wax so wroth as to press the button. Though the Emperor live far beyond the years that are normal to a man, yet must death claim him at last. In the innermost sanctum, the old Emperor passes the secret of the button to his successor. It was disconnected centuries ago.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening's called Too Late. I yelled to Timmy, "Don't press that button!" If you've been following my writing over the past 16 years, you know this can only end fictionally poorly. Much like Kenny in South Park, Timmy is my go-to name when I know I will be bumping off someone. One time, for over 2 years, I kept Timmy alive, only to have him volunteer to be offed in installment 104. Timmy is just the spirit of oncoming death. So, what did the button do to Master Tim? Remember that scene in Fargo? No. In a word, woodchipper. Funny? No. Too bad. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 787 with the prompt of "Don't press that button." So here's my stupid story. Bilbert caught his father at the door. "If you think there's a tiger loose in the neighborhood, should you really be going outside right now?" His father laughed. "This isn't Houston, son. There haven't been any reports of tigers in this area. Besides, I'll just be going across the street." Bilbert's mother stood up at that. "Now, Hosmer, do you think that's a good idea? Linoleum and his father is unstable. You don't want to push that guy's button if you can avoid it." "Don't worry, Joan. According to his van, he's the carpet king. I would expect him to behave royally." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
There is a red button on the console. It's red, and it looks like there is a bulb inside of it so it can light up. Below it, there is a label. "Don't press this button." All caps, bright red. Can't miss it. I looked in the manual and it says all about the button is, "Don't press this button." Doesn't say what the light inside of it indicates, nor does it say what happens when you press it. Why add a button to a console if you're not supposed to press it? So I do. It lights up and a siren goes off.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of "Don't press that button." Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week, and all you listeners and everyone out there, and keep being creative and cool. And we're coming up on the 16th anniversary of this podcast, so yay, right? Wow. Anyway, you can check out more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic will be hand, so I look forward to hearing you. Thank you for being a part of this once again. And, as always, keep it brief.